Welcome to the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Joe Masato, joined by a very special guest this evening. My boss, I call him Boss Man. Others call him Jeff Patterson. Jeff was at his first Thunder game of the season?
Second.
First is the working press.
Yes. first, sitting at the courtside location. So, an interesting one. If you're going to pick one game, why not pick the one that's sponsored by Tankathon.com?
Yeah.
To attend.
It was the biggest game of the year, honestly. Like, no joke. I mean, just that there's no big games on the other end of the spectrum for this Thunder team. So it's a big game on the other end. The Thunder win this one, 118-102. Probably should have led with that because it hasn't happened in a long time. Thunder breaks a 10-game losing streak. They break an 11-game home losing streak. And they beat the Magic, a team they just lost to 4 days ago in Orlando. And you look at Tankathon.com, the upside-down standings. Thunder is now or remains fourth from the bottom. Detroit, which won tonight, they beat Atlanta. They're a game ahead of the Thunder. Orlando's now a game and a half ahead of the Thunder. And Houston is all alone in that top spot or bottom spot, whatever you want to say. So kind of a missed opportunity for the Thunder tonight, beating Orlando, especially on a night where Detroit also won. The Thunder could have been basically tied for second. But, Jeff, I was saying this during the game. It's like, the Thunder did basically everything possible from an organizational standpoint to lose this game. The Magic just happened to do the same, and they were even worse than the Thunder tonight.
Yeah, as I told you, at some point, maybe during the third or fourth quarter, the Thunder got outflanked and outtanked tonight.
Yeah.
And you looked at the – I mean, this is not to, like, insult the guys who were on the court. Obviously, everybody's – you know, they're playing for their livelihoods and trying to make a career of this, so you're not trying to – you know, make fun of the situation or whatever, but you have a lot of guys who've played in the G League who are, you didn't have any of the star power out there tonight.
They had entire G League lineups out there.
Yeah, and young roster, I mean, just a young roster in general for both sides. Like, I honestly, this we won't pull like a TNT crew where, like, who he play for. I had no idea Admiral Schofield was on the Magic. I remember him. He was, like, briefly with the Thunder just during training camp, right?
Yeah. He played in, like, a preseason game.
At 6 points tonight for the Magic. Played 23 minutes in a big Tankathon game here. So, you know, you could tell, like, some fans are going to be, like, well, that's a terrible win. but, you know, I mean, guys are trying to win. You know, teams, the players don't tank, organizations tank.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned Schofield. I just have to give a shout out to Jeff Doughton. I hope I'm saying that correctly. D-O-W-T-I-N. I would not only have got it wrong on who he played for, but, like, I don't know if I would have got, like, what league does he play in, right? Because I had never heard of Jeff Doughton.
He was Rhode Island, right?
Yeah, he's a Rhode Islander.
Now, real quick, if the Providence Journal or the University of Rhode Island student newspaper didn't do any kind of Doughton Abbey type of headlines, we're going to be really disappointed.
I'm sure they did. This was actually his first game with the Orlando Magic. So he had played... He's a rookie this year. He had played 5 games total, 4 with the Warriors, 1 with the Bucks, and now he's played 1 with the Magic. So, those are just the types of guys that were out there. Thunder had a lot of minutes. Go to Vete Krejci, Olivier Saar. Teo Maladone was really the player of the game. He had 25 points off the bench in this one. One of his best games of the season, highest scoring games of the season. Trey Mann had 21 points. Isaiah Roby had 21. Three-point shooting was a big difference. Thunder shot 42% from three. The Magic shot 33%. And the only reason I'd be kicking myself if I was a Thunder fan after this one is if, like, Shea had played and gone off for 30, and that's the reason they won. But Shea has now missed 2 games after the All-Star break, both against the Magic. Clearly, they're sitting Shea purposefully for these Magic games. I understand the ankle's bothering him, but he's... only missed two games, and they happened to be against the Magic.
Coincidence?
I think not.
Yeah. I mean, if this is a team vying for a play-in spot, like they might be a year from now, yeah, I mean, odds are, you know, some of these guys are playing. But, you know, as a city, as an organization, everything is targeted around a few dates right now. It's the lottery night, you know, 2 months from now when the ping pong balls do their magic.
Yeah.
And it's the draft night itself. I mean, this is a forward-facing fan base, organization, everything at this moment. So, I don't know. I mean, Joe, like, Trey Mann to me is somebody who, like, watches most of these games, but not from, you know, an up-close perspective like you have. Trey Mann looks more and more like a guy who's part of the equation going forward. I don't know if he starts. Maybe he's that, you know, that volume score off, you know, with a second unit or something on a good team. But again tonight, like, he knows how to score. Crafty guy. I've been impressed with Trey Mann.
Me too. I mean, for a guy who was picked 18th, who's a rookie, he's been really impressive. Tonight he goes 7 of 12, 3 of 6 from 3, 21 points. And it's kind of what we've been saying with Shea is, you know, it's kind of hard to find shots and find space when there's just, like, really no threats around you on the floor. And I know the Magic are far from a good team, didn't have a good defensive lineup in there. But Trey Mann was still able to get his. And, yeah, it's like you talk about the Thunder's core. There's two clear at the top. It's Shea and Josh Giddey. If you want to include Lou Dort after that, he's sort of hovering in this, like, middle area of, you know, are they going to extend him? What's his next contract going to look like? But then you look after that, and I think it's Trey Mann. I would even argue that Trey Mann might be more important than Lou Dort when you look forward, just because this league is about offense. It's about scoring. You can cover up some stuff defensively, but you can't teach that step back. You can't teach just his ability to find a bucket. So ideally, maybe he is a sixth man off the bench on a really good team, like a Jordan Clarkson, which a name I keep bringing up, like a Jamal Crawford, someone in that vein. But he's fun. Like, when we're sitting there watching Thunder Magic, you're looking for some fun guys to watch, and Trey Mann's definitely one of them.
Poku had one moment tonight that
Poku
that was kind of a wow moment, where he was dribbling the ball up the court. Just some of the behind the back stuff that he's does.
He's good
just,
at the behind the back
yeah,
move.
It just looks so pretty to me, because that was never a thing. I was never a behind the back or like a good behind the back player. Mixed results.
I was never much of a player.
Yeah, mixed results. So, who knows? I mean, Poku has had, you know, had his moments and has had some growth. But, yeah, we're all about looking forward.
Where are you at on Poku? Just, like, do you think he's going to be in the NBA 5 years from now?
I don't know. I mean, what was he, the 16th pick? Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 17th, I think.
17th. I mean, as a young guy, he's almost that draft and stash, but he's stashed here.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
So you just see what he can do developmentally. You know, a guy with his size, he's got certain, you know, it's that Liam Neeson taken line. He's got a certain set of skills, and if he can hone in on mm-hmm. some of the other areas, yeah, he's a guy who could be. I mean, I'd have no idea. I mean, even though I sat at a seat that said NBA Advanced Scout tonight, I can't advance.
You're
scout.
Looking forward.
I can't say, like, he could be a guy who's playing in Europe 2 years from now, but he could also be a guy who, like, finds that next level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, he's a wait and see, but he's had moments of you know, some brilliant moments. I mean, he's had some shacked in a fool moments as well, but, you know, you build on the brilliance and carve away at deficiency. Mm-hmm. So I don't know with him.
It's almost like last year's version of Poku was more fun, more entertaining, because you did have the shacked in a fool plays all the time. You also had some of the highlights, And you got it tonight. Like, one of the highlights was that behind-the-back dribble. He finishes on the other end on the fast break. But I really do think he's just, like, it sounds cliche, but plays more within the offense. Like, he sort of blends in out there rather than, like, what in the world is this guy doing, whether it's good or bad. So I've watched this team every game this season, and I have no idea, like, how to project Poku. I'm not sure they know how to project Poku. Like, but you mentioned the skills, you mentioned the size, that alone is enough to keep him around and see what he can do. He's going to get a lot of run over these next, I guess now, 9 games left, because the Thunder's going to play, a lot of Poku, a lot of Roby, who had a nice night, a lot of Aaron Wiggins, Trey Mann, Krejci. I'm interested to see how much we see of Shea, like if it is almost strategic where, you know, against a team like Boston the other night where they're probably going to lose anyway. He plays, he goes off for 30, and they still lose. Maybe you can get away with that. But against, like, they go at Portland soon. I doubt he's going to play at Portland because that's a team that the Thunder could beat even without Shea, with as bad as they're playing.
And I think there's value to that, though. Like, obviously, you know, everything's about the draft, but you can't build a winning culture if you're not trying to win at times.
The players are trying to win. That's what I keep telling everybody.
So, like, Shea testing himself against a Celtics team that's, you know, I think as Mark Dagnall said in the pregame, just white hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've been great since some point in January. You need to see what you have. I mean, I think they know what they have, obviously, in Shea, but, like, you want to see that competitiveness and, you know, that ability to, like, take on those, you know, top of the league teams.
Well, and I honestly think, you know, Shea wants to play. Like, he's dealing with an ankle thing, sure.
Hooper's one of the hoops.
But, like, he probably is looking at this game and is like, I can go out there and get 50. Yeah. I can get 40, but he sort of knows the long-term plan, and a lot of these guys do. But, like, what does it do for Théo Maledon if he's like, oh, yeah, I am so invested in the Thunder's long-term future that I'm going to go out here and shoot 1 of 13 tonight? And it's like, okay, Théo Maledon's going to be out of the league, much less not even with the Thunder, so it doesn't behoove any of these players to play poorly. We write a lot about tanking. We talk a lot about tanking. You know, Sam Presti, the front office staff can make decisions, not coaching staff, but just front office staff can make decisions. Okay, Shea's going to sit tonight. All of these guys are going to be out. Then Dagnall has to coach whoever's available, and that's a team that won tonight. So it's all a little uncomfortable. Like, we all know what's happening. They know what's happening. Let's just fast forward to lottery night.
Yeah, and speaking of that, the updated odds brought to you by Tankathon.com.
I heard we wrote a story
We wrote a story.
Tankathon.
I have pinned it. If you go to Oklahoman.com/sports and click on the Thunder tab, it's, I think I put it in the 15th spot. So if you scroll down just a little bit, a story from a couple weeks back, we've got that easy enough to find on the site that Joe did. Good story about, an NBA junkie's favorite site these days, Tankathon.com. So check that out for sure.
When an NBA fan learns how to code, that's how you come up with a site like Tankathon.
Exactly. So the Thunder, you know, this is a big game for lottery implications tonight. Obviously, Orlando losing puts them now in the two spot.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit actually won tonight. Cade Cunningham with, like, a crazy plus minus numbers, like 40 something. He's really blossomed. Yeah. But
you would think Detroit, they come here still
next Friday.
If they play their guys, you would think Detroit would beat the Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, if you got Hami available, if you got is Jeremy Grant,
I mean, if
healthy?
Cade goes,
like, if
crazy,
Cade goes crazy, they've got some dudes. Thunder right now only a game ahead of Detroit, and it looks like the bottom four, depending on how you look at top four, bottom four, are pretty much going to be set.
Like, yeah, I don't Thunder think aren't falling to five.
Yeah, you're not catching Indiana or or the Sacramento Kings. So, but the little nugget is the Clippers have lost four in a row. And as I was telling Joe earlier tonight, like, what the Thunder really need, they need the Timberwolves to keep playing like they've been playing and come out of that play-in tournament. And they need the Lakers to get their act together and eliminate the Clippers.
That's asking a lot.
It's asking a lot, but, you know, in a couple-game format like that play-in tournament is, the Clippers don't have Paul George. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they're going to have either of them. And right now they're 36-38. They'll obviously be in that play-in tournament, but if the Lakers knock them out, that puts the Clippers right in that lottery, and the Thunder own that pick. And you never know. And you know, one of the guys, you know, I had a pleasure talking to Jeff Turner just a little bit tonight. Who's the does the color broadcast for the you know, the color commentary for the Magic. And, you know, he was on, you know, the original Orlando Magic team, played with Shaq and Penny. And, you know, they had that, you know, they called it the this Magic moment for, for that ESPN 30 for 30, where the year after they got Shaq, when they had basically earned the number one pick and they just missed the playoffs, they were like the last team in that lottery and they got the number one pick. So, I mean, the odds of that happening are, you know, 0.5% if you want to check out tankathon.com.
The Thunder will take that. They'll take the 0.5% from that slot.
How amazing would that be for a fan base in this franchise to, you know, potentially have two top five picks or something?
Yeah.
And then your rebuild is accelerated immensely unless you, you know, draft unless you completely whiff, which they don't, they haven't had that track record.
No,
you know,
they just haven't picked high.
Just haven't picked high.
Giddey was their, he was the sixth pick, and their highest pick since Harden. So they,
and you know, we didn't know what to expect there, but that obviously worked, has worked out really well, and you can see a really bright future there. But
yeah, you just can't rely on picking sixth consistently because you don't know what you're gonna get. But I guess the big takeaway, sure, the Thunder talks about bites at the apple. They want as many as they can get. They want the best odds they can get. A game like this hurts, but we could fast, we could be talking here on lottery night, and the Thunder's fourth from the bottom, 12.5% chance of the number one pick, and it lands on them, and you're like, okay, that game against Orlando didn't even matter. They get the number one pick. So yes, I understand the disappointment, but it really just has to do with what happens on lottery night.
Yeah, it's how
the odds are so close.
Like, and honestly, like I kind of feel like I'm a believer in karma, and I'm superstitious about things. And I think last year, you know, the way they tanked toward the end, where it was like, why would you even watch the games? There's some, like, you know, basketball karma that's, you know, that can get paid back there. So. And in tonight's case, you know, the Magic were doing the same thing that the Thunder was doing. So, you know, it's the movable object versus resistible force. But,
you know, if two tanks colliding, one is going to win or lose, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you're competing while you're out there, and, you know, if you ended up in the, if the Thunder end up in that fourth spot, you know, who knows what happens? I mean, with the flattened odds, it's not this massive difference.
Yeah,
it
used to be huge.
Every little bit helps, but it's not like...
Used to be the worst team had a 25% chance of the number one pick.
And I kind of like that. Like, you want to discourage tanking. And I mean, just like in any sport. Like, you want teams to try to win games. But, you know, for the NBA where it's, you know... Most other team sports are truly, truly team sports. Like baseball, Mike Trout is best player of a generation and has had hardly any playoff experience, playoff success, because it takes 25 guys. Football, kind of, you know, the same way. But basketball, you get that blue chip.
Yeah. Look what Ja Morant's done for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, look what Ja Morant's done. And they've got a franchise that's probably going to triple in value.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a team that's going to contend for a title probably down the road. So, Yeah, I mean, and the best path in basketball is to get one of those top three picks, and this is what has to happen.
Yeah, and even with the flattened lottery odds, and, you know, even though the NBA did do this to discourage tanking, and I think it's helped to some degree, but the Thunder still looks at it like, hey, we're not going to get a Ja Morant through free agency. A Ja Morant type guy is not going to force his way to live in Oklahoma City and, you know, walk around Scissor Tail Park. So the only way to do that is recognize the odds, you know, are even worse than they were, but that's still their best chance of landing a guy like that is via the draft. So we'll see what happens. A couple of months left until the lottery, then the draft, and we'll see where this Thunder team goes. Jeff, great talking to you.
You'll have to
come to a more competitive game. Well, I guess it was competitive.
It was competitive. I mean, it's
you'll have to. Maybe you should just come to every Thunder Magic game or something and see what happens.
This is the only one of the year.
There's only one a year at home. So, all right, that'll do it for us tonight. Thank you guys for listening to the Thunder Buddies podcast. And we will be back with you on Saturday night. The Thunder has the next two nights off. Saturday at Denver and then at Portland. So we'll talk to you after that road trip.